awareness still needs to be raised on the issue of HIV and AIDS, and more than 1.2 million Americans are living with HIV. Can you break that down for me and tell me how many Michiganders actually have HIV or AIDS?
At least 15,000 Michiganders are currently living with HIV and AIDS.
How could that number be brought down?
It's important that everyone get tested for HIV. That will help people know if they're infected, and then they can hopefully help to stop the spread or transmission to other individuals.
What age should people start to think about being tested?
The current CDC recommendations are that everyone between the ages of 13 to 64 get tested for HIV at least once in their lifetime. And the bottom end of that age group is, you know, basically acknowledging, you know, the age at which some individuals might possibly, you know, start becoming sexually active.
If you're tested one time in your lifetime, is that enough?
Well, it does depend on your lifestyle and your risk factors and where you're at in your life. You know, just kind of a general healthy individual, then yes, the current recommendations are to just get tested once. But there are other groups that testing more often is indicated for, and that does include pregnant women. They should be tested during each pregnancy. And then there are other risk factors that would indicate being tested once each year, and those can include people who have more than one sexual partner, people that may have contracted or been diagnosed with another sexually transmitted disease, anyone who might be injecting drugs, and then sexually active gay and bisexual men.
What should a person do if they do get a positive test?
Well, the clinic or healthcare provider who did that testing would help refer that individual to a treatment center or a healthcare provider who could provide treatment and counseling.
Getting a positive HIV test is not necessarily a death sentence like it seemed to be years ago.
No, in fact, there are a lot of individuals, and most individuals with HIV and AIDS, who are living long, healthy, productive lives. And the most important part about if someone does get that positive diagnosis is to get linked to treatment to take full advantage of the medications and counseling and education that are out there.
So locally, what can a person do if they need to be tested, or if they do have a positive test, where can they go?
There is the Lansing Area AIDS Network. And so for those individuals in the Lansing area, that's a support group. People can contact them for more information.
And then in Eaton County, is there free testing available?
Yes. One of the things that we're excited about here at the health department is that we recently received funding to do the screening tests for HIV. So anyone in Barrie or Eaton counties can make an appointment with the health department to get the free and confidential HIV screening test.
This year's theme for World AIDS Day is leadership, commitment, and impact. Out of those three things, what do you think is the most important?
Probably, you know, leadership. Certainly, it's important that we have, you know, leaders in the community who, you know, are aware of the impact of HIV and AIDS in our community and supportive of, you know, individuals in the community who have been diagnosed with HIV or AIDS, and understanding how they can support those individuals and support groups like the Lansing Area AIDS Network. I think it's always important for community leaders to set an example for the rest of the community.